ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्याज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
In songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, this song is called Ishta Deve Vignapti, Prayer to One's Beloved Lord from Prarthana. It starts Hari Hari Bipale Janama Gunainu. And this song, Japa is still going. The translation, O Lord Hari, I have wasted my life. Although I have taken this rare human birth, I have not served Radha and Krishna, and thus I have knowingly drunk poison. Golokera Primantana Harinam Sankirtan Ratina Janmilo Kene Thai Shang Shara Visharnale Diva Nishi Hir Jwale Judaite Na Kainu Upai. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns in the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not accepted the means for relieving it. Vrajendra Nandana Jay Shachi Shutta Hoila She. Balaram Hoilo Nitai Dina Hina Jata Chilo Hariname Udarilo Tar Shakshi Jagai Madai. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Raja, became the son of Shachi, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madai, are evidence of this. Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta Karuna Karoha E Baro Narottam Das Koi Na te hilo ranga pai, toma vine ke ache amar. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except for you? Some exceptional concepts here that we can imbibe and greatly benefit from. One is the first idea he gives of knowingly taking poison. This is the compulsion of the senses in the material world that even though I know I'm killing myself, I continue to take that which is killing me, knowingly taking poison. So this is a lamentable situation for the soul who comes into the material world to find some kind of enjoyment. Sometimes it's described that the jiva comes to the material world and it's like a merchant going into the forest to try to find some kind of wealth. And while there in the forest, he becomes lost and then harassed by living entities and by the circumstances in the forest, which he's exposed to the elements, constantly uncomfortable, moving from one place to the next, and never at peace. And this idea, it's simply an idea that he'll find some happiness, some great wealth in the forest. So similarly, a living entity comes to the material world, which is called the forest of material enjoyment in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, there's no enjoyment in the material world, although there's an idea that there is. Prahlad Maharaj says in his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev that there's just the rumor that there's happiness here in the material world. People talk about it. It's called Shruti Sukham, that you hear about happiness, but no one actually ever attains it. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj asked the question, where is it actually? He said, the material body is a breeding ground for many diseases and miseries. And he said that even greatly learned people know about this, and they even know that eventually they'll leave the body, or at any moment they'll leave the body, and it's a tenuous situation, but still they go on trying to enjoy the material world. So that intelligence to overcome this tendency to enjoy that which is not real, that tendency, it's called asat trishna. Trishna means a thirst, and asat means that which is not real. That taste for the unreal is called maya. And it is a lamentable situation for the soul in this world, so much so that the great acharyas compare it to drinking poison. It's so contrary to our nature, and it entangles us more by actually drinking it. You think about drinking something also. Once you drink it and it goes in to the system, it starts to span out throughout all the cells and different parts of the body, and then it goes to the brain and makes you see the world in distorted ways and so forth. Or it shuts down the different organs. And as soon as one ingests this material sense gratification, it also has a systemic effect on our existence, the way we perceive the world, the way we're able to interact, or the ways in which we're compelled to act because we've taken that poison. There's a modern saying nowadays that, oh, such and such drank the Kool-Aid. It goes back to the massacre at Jonestown when a demoniac cult leader induced all his followers to drink poison Kool-Aid. So from then on, this modern saying came about that when people take to adverse situations or they buy into situations that are actually harmful for them, people say, oh, he or she drank, they already drank the Kool-Aid. There's drinking poison. So this is something that Narottam Das Thakur is commenting on here, this the way in which somehow or other I've come under the spell of Maya, and I've convinced myself that there's some happiness in the material world, but actually it's like drinking poison. That's such a dastardly scenario, drinking poison. And so he says, I've wasted my life. He's saying to the Lord, I've wasted my life. And this is one of the sentiments of a person who's coming closer to Krishna. This feeling that I'm so distracted by material desires, which I myself have created because of drinking the poison of material life. Once one takes sense gratification in the material world, then it comes back to haunt one. Because I may take it once and then say, well, that's it. But then the next day, the next week, the next month, it comes back and says, take me again. And I don't have the will to resist it. It becomes weaker as I give in to the sense gratification. And then one can become completely consumed by this, one life after another after another. You know how fast 5 years goes by these days? I mean, you all do because you've lived at least 5 years. But there's a way in which it seems when you put your head up and you look around and you say, oh, 5 years just went by. What happened, right? Or you look at a picture and you say, oh, that was me 5 years ago? Just what have I been doing? What, in a state of awakening to spiritual life, one may look up and say, oh, I've been here for 5 births or 5 million births. It's the same practically because time simply sweeps us away. easy enough to forget about Krishna and then look up and say, oh, 5 million births, 5 billion births I've taken in the material world. That was me? I did that? So when somebody comes to their senses spiritually, they then realize that I've wasted so much time in the material world. This is one of the sentiments of an awakened soul. Avyarta kalatvam. It's actually an awakening of emotion for Krishna to think, I don't want to waste even another second outside of Krishna's service. Because that person who's awakening considers that to be like drinking poison. So then he says, although I've taken this rare human birth, I have not served Radha and Krishna, and thus I have knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. And here's the remedy for it all, that Krishna has given an antidote to the poison. We like to take something because we're living entities. In fact, if you go to somebody's house, they'll say, won't you take something? I say, I don't want anything. I say, no, take something. He's like, no, I'm not hungry. I don't. Drink something. Have some juice. I don't want juice. Drink some water. Take something. That's what living entities do. They take things. They're always consuming something. And so we have to consume something. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nahi kashchit shanamapi jatu tishchetya karma krit karyate hyavasha karma sarva prakriti jaragunai. No living entity can go on without taking something. And if you don't take Krishna Nam that's coming from Goloka, then you'll take something else. For instance, there are a myriad number of Bollywood songs, aren't there? They're the same song recycled over and over again, and a slightly different dance. You just change it a little bit and then change the tune a little bit. But even in literature, if you look into the great literatures of the world, you'll find it's the same plot and it's twisted in slightly different ways. Every movie, same thing, especially when you get into commercial presentations because they understand what the formula is. It has to be presented in a certain way. Starts off with a little bit of tension. There also has to be some car chase, and there has to be an explosion. I mean, this is if you want to make money. And that same scenarios over and over again, same music over and over again, but it's actually a diversion from our real interest. So unless one becomes interested in taking Krishna Nam, coming from Goloka Vrindavan, which is an elixir for the soul, and Lord Chaitanya describes it as medicine. It actually overcomes the powerful poison of material sense gratification, gives us relief, and satisfies the senses at the same time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Enechi ashaudi maya nashi parolagi." That's, now I've brought this medicine, please take it. In fact, he says, you should beg for it. This is an advanced stage of devotional service when one begs for the medicine. He says, please give it to me now. I know I'm sick. I need to take this. I've taken so much poison that I need to pour in. I constantly need to pour in the medicine in order to overcome the effects. It's gone into all my cells. It's in every part of my brain. It's in the core of my being, this poison, because I've taken it for so long. So we need to pour in more and more of this medicine to overcome the effects of the poison. So he says this medicine is being imported from the spiritual world. Golokara premantan harinama sankirtan. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. That's very appealing, isn't it? How do you get a treasure? Oftentimes I think, how do I find my treasure in this world, great wealth of this world? I work in different ways, I plan different ways, but it's actually descending, and it's available to those who take it in the form of chanting the holy names. You get a great treasure. It's the great wealth of life. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? That's a good question to ask. If one wants to adjust one's life in a way that's progressive, one can ask this question again and again. Why don't I have an attraction for chanting? What is preventing me from taking this poison, from accepting the treasure? Is it something that I'm doing? Is there a way that I can adjust myself so that I can actually accept the real treasure? Day and night, my heart burns in the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not accepted the means for relieving it. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Raj, became the son of Shachi, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madai, are evidence of this. So Prabhupada in Vrindavan installed Krishna Balaram, and then just to the left of Krishna Balaram, you see Nitai and Gaur. And in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada revealed to the world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard about the Chaitanya Charitamrita and then looked for it, and he couldn't find a copy for a long time in India. It was unavailable. Have you ever had that happen? You're looking for a verse or a particular scripture and you can't get it? Which one?
There was once Maharaj, you told that to find there is a the word, what is the correct word, whether it's Yadi or there is some other variant. So finding that took so much time to what is the right version of the...
Davina, could you understand what he said? Could you say it again?
So once you ask me, there is a one verse is there in there, the word has, there are two different words we use. Sometimes we use Yadi or sometimes we use this slight different variation. So what is the correct version of that? To find out from the different authors like Radhika Raman Prabhu or so I had to go through all different and find out what is the right word. That is the...
Now could you understand? What did he say? Give Naveena a microphone. Because if Naveena can understand what he said, then maybe the audience at home can too.
As far as I understood, Mukhravinda Prabhu was saying that one time you asked him to find a particular spelling, correct spelling of a certain verse, and he had to ask the pundits because he couldn't find it in the book, so he had to go and research from the scholars which one is correct version.
Okay, good. That's a good kind of anxiety to have. Everyone's looking for something in this world. Best if we have that anxiety for trying to find various verses and scriptures, looking here and there, asking different pundits, where is it? That should be our preoccupation. And by the way, nobody should sit in these seats here because they're dangerous. This is a forbidden area. All this is the open area here. We need to have a large gap in the middle of our assembly. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard about the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and then started looking for it and couldn't find it. That's a nowadays unimaginable situation for us. We may take for granted, I have a Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In fact, a lot of times people take it for granted that they have the Bhagavad Gita. We meet people all the time, especially from India, because they mostly have heard of Bhagavad Gita. So you see, here's Bhagavad Gita. It's like, Bhagavad Gita. I know everything. I know Bhagavad Gita, this and that. You know, this is the opposite of the attitude that allows one to advance in spiritual life. We should feel hungry at every minute for scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And don't take for granted that I know it. I was once talking to a music teacher, and he said, well, what do you know about Madanga? I said, oh, I know Terraketa. Terraketa is the most fundamental of hand practices that you're supposed to do for years and years. Terraketa, 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 over and over again. And I said, yeah, I know Terraketa. And he goes, yeah, everybody says they know Terraketa. Nobody knows Terraketa. We should feel that I don't even know the basics. I don't understand Bhagavad Gita. This is how Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with this kind of hunger, saying that I don't know anything. I'm a complete fool. Please tell me who I am. I don't even know who I am. Start there, over and over again, start there and ask. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he realized the great treasure that was brought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to introduce the relationship that we have to Radha and Krishna, and that that's the gateway to get there. He became so anxious to find that literature and all the details of its teachings given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We looked everywhere to find a copy of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it was practically impossible to find. But finally, he got the copy, and he began expounding upon it in various books to make the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu available to the world. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if all the other literatures in the world happen to disappear and the Chaitanya Charitamrita is still extant, then there's no loss. Everything there is there complete. And Srila Prabhupada was so anxious to have this book, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, come out to the world that in 1975, not knowing how long he would live, which was his condition all the time, he already had two heart attacks on the ship, on the cargo boat coming over. And he wanted the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita published, translated, published, edited, available, photos and everything within 2 months, which was an impossible task, but he wanted it anyway. And it was so urgent for the world. So there's this sense that when we know the teachings are available, the medicine is there, the instructions are available from the spiritual world, we should have this greed to run and get it. In fact, Rupa Goswami says this is the only qualification for advancing in spiritual life. And this means lalyam, just an overwhelming greed for spiritual life. Like, have you ever had an overwhelming desire for a particular thing in your life that preoccupied you so much that you couldn't think of anything else? Or maybe you lost sleep? What was it?
A car.
A car. What kind of car? Special car? A car with wings? You go under the ocean?
No, actually, a new car, because I wanted a BMW car when I came here and I can't afford it, and I used to dream of it. And then I got a rundown version of Volkswagen.
You get a Volkswagen. So it's possible, it's within our capacity to have this kind of intense desire for something. So you can have an intense desire for a car, or another human being. People become infatuated by other humans and they think, oh, I have to have this person. And they write songs about it. And they say, I love you so. And then they say, I got to write a song about this to show the world how much I love this person. Of course, later on, then they're writing songs about the misery that the person caused them and so forth. But that's the capacity of the soul. So Rupa Goswami says that Krishna bhakti rasa bhavito mati kriyatam yadi kritopi labdite tata lolyam api mulyam ekalam janmakoti sukritirna labdite. And this is such an easy formula. Simple, I should say. Not easy. Simple. He says there's one qualification for advancing in spiritual life, and that's the intense desire to have it. The intense desire to have it. And he says, if you find out, if you get information that it's available somewhere, that you should go there immediately and get it. Don't wait. If it's in the middle of the night that you find out about it, then you should wake up and you should get on the phone, find it. If it's in Russia and it's at a different time zone, call Russia tonight, find it, get it, go there as fast as you can. And we heard about in this song already that human life is so rare, and the Shastra keeps saying it over and over again, as if to a sleeping person, wake up, you're in a burning house, you're in a burning house, wake up, you got to get out. It's like, it feels warm, but I think it's kind of nice. You don't know that the fire's engulfing the house, the smoke is pouring in, and someone's saying, now's the time to get up and go. So he says, if it's available, run to get it. And the only qualification for advancing spiritual life, you don't have to be a pundit. You don't have to know Sanskrit. You don't have to know anything except that you have a burning desire to find the medicine that Krishna has given and then take it as quickly as possible. So this is the mood in which he's writing this song, and he's saying that formula is available. In fact, the mantra is known as a spiritual formula. And by taking it, one will feel for oneself the great relief. So Krishna and Balaram come during the Dwapara Yuga. And then later in Kali Yuga, they come back again as Nitai and Gaur. So who is Balaram during Krishna Lila is Nitai, Nityananda, in Krishna Lila. And to understand the ontological meaning of Balaram and Lord Nityananda and how they're the same, and what is the meaning of Balaram, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written extensively in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita so we can understand this and take advantage of the opportunity. In fact, you have to hear about something before you can really take advantage of it. This is why hearing is so important. You might, for instance, not be interested right now in going to a particular island that is at the tip of just below the equator in the middle of the ocean. I saw there's a group of little islands, and you might not be interested in going there right now because you never heard about it. But when you find out how nice it is and someone begins to pour information into your ear about it and tell you how you can get there, then a little spark may ignite in your heart and you'll think, oh, maybe I should go there. And so in a similar way, when one hears about the opportunity that's afforded by Nitai and Gaur, and by approaching their method, which is described by another author as Kevala Anandakanda, is a joyful process, and by their process, one can enter into Krishna Lila. This is what Srila Prabhupada illustrated by installing Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nitai in Vrindavan. And he also, in the illustration of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, showed the rasa dance. And then just below that, he has the pastimes of the Panchatattva as they're dancing in kirtan. So Krishna is dancing in the rasa dance. You have the rasa lila, which is the objective of the devotees of Radha and Krishna, to enter within that realm where one can serve Krishna and his devotees who are enjoying these eternal pastimes. But how to do that? It's a rarefied atmosphere available only to the most pure souls, but in the Kali Yuga, it's available by those who enter the pastimes of Nitai and Gaur, who are Krishna and Balaram, but they're coming in this most merciful form, accommodating form. So the final stanza says, O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Rishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Nartam Das Thakur says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except for you? So. Hare Krishna. Hari Hari Vipale Janama Goinainu. Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. Janiya Shuniya Bisha Kainu. Janiya Shuniya Bisha Kainu. Golokera Prima Dhanna Harinama Sankirtana. Golokera Prima Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Rati Na Janmi Lokene Thai. Rati na janni lokene ta. Sangsara bi shanale divanishi hiya jwale. Sangsara bi shanale divanishi hiya jwale. Juraite na koinu upa. Juraite na koinu pa. Rajendra nandana je shachishuta hoilo she. Rajendra nandana je shachi suta hoi lo she. Balaram hoi lo ni ta. Balaram hoi lo ni
Ta. Dina hina jata chilo hari nama udarido. Dina hina jata chilo hari name udarilo. Tara shakshi jagai madhai. Ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta. Ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta. Ha ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta. Karuna koro e baro. Karuna koro e baro. Narottamo dasa koi na te hilo ranga pa. Toma vine ke ache amara. Toma vine ke ache amara. Ha ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Juta. Jaya Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribo. Nitai Gaur Premanande, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman. Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey! Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.